Hello, Film Radio listeners. My name is Gonzalo Suarez, reporting from the 61st edition of the Terminal Film Festival. Sitting next to me is somebody who needs no presentation at all. His name is Richard Gere. He has just had a masterclass this morning in Termina and has now accepted to have a little chat with us journalists. Richard, in Aura Movement's Time Out of Mind, you play a homeless man, and at a certain point during the shooting, you actually acted as your character, begged for change, and you were recognized by the people passing by. How is it for you to be invisible in New York?
Well, you know, I use invisible because it's the easiest thing to say, but it's actually different. It's actually a black hole, because it's not just that people don't see you, they are actively not wanting to come near you. They see you, but they don't see deep. What they see is their own fear. And the fear is they're going to be sucked into failure, sucked into misery, sucked into a kind of a deeper, darker nightmare. My experience as a man, as a person, was also profound for me, as it was for the character going through this, is that, I mean, look, in a different situation, people are all over me, they're like this, they want to hear what I have to say, they want to take my picture. I'm the same person. I had a costume on, my hair was different, I was standing on a corner, and no one wanted to come near me. I'm the same person. And this is the way it is in the world. Everything is relative. And people tend to deal with the surface of things. The surface of things is totally unreliable. But we don't know that. We don't behave that way. We take the surface of things to be the truth. And we have to stop that.
You're 65 years old. Is there anything really magical in aging as featured in one of the sequences of the second best exotic Marigold Hotel?
Well, I think just with experience. I don't know if it's time, but experience. I mean, I can imagine older people, people my age, who didn't experience anything, didn't learn anything. I think it's our job to learn from everything. And of course, the learning process of gaining wisdom in an honest way, in a deep way, should make us larger. It should make us not the... I mean, some people you see get smaller, but it should actually make us larger. It should make the universe larger. Our ability to love larger. Our ability to forgive larger. Everything, all the good qualities should get larger with the process of this idea of self, the idea of self-cherishing, the idea of protect me at all costs. As that softens and is damaged, the universe opens up.
You have recently spoken about the huge gap between rich and poor. What can countries like the US or China do about this?
My son asked me the other day, says, "You a Marxist?" And I thought about it and I said, "Well, I'm probably more of a socialist." He said, "What's the difference?" And I said, "Well, I think socialism is without the bad guys at the top." And, you know, we have to create societies that the bad guys aren't at the top. We do have a sense of wisdom about us that we're all in this together. Not as a cliche, but as a deep truth. And even in a simple, selfish sense, if we want security, we have to create a world where everyone has the minimum in terms of food, shelter, opportunities, healthcare, all these things. 99% of the problems go away, right there.
You've shot four films and voiced other two projects of the past 2 years. Is this one of the most prolific times in your career, and do you feel freer now to choose the roles you're interested in?
I don't think I expected as I got older that there would be continue to be that many that I was interested in that would get made. But earlier today I was talking about the difference in the movie industry over the last 30, 40 years, but especially over the last 10 years, let's say. If one wants to make interesting smaller movies, it's the independent world. It's independent financing, it's independent thinking. And that's not new, because almost all the movies that I made in my life were smaller movies. They weren't big blockbuster films. I just never was interested in that. It's just that the financing of it is more difficult now and more complex, and you don't have as many days to shoot. I also don't mind that. You know, when I started making Arbitrage, I think we had 30 days, 31 days. I never made a movie in 31 days. It was 48 days or 60 days that we shot a movie. But I'm actually kind of liking that speed of shooting. You have to have a cinematographer who's really sharp. I mean, if you want it to look great, he's got to be able to light quick to get the quality you want. And it makes everyone be on their toes. The actors have to be ready. The lighting has to be ready. Even if Teamsters have to be moving those trucks quickly to move from location to location. And I think it has a kinetic energy to it that is very useful when making this kind of a movie.
During the masterclass you held previously this morning, you said that every movie is a living experience. What do you still like about acting?
Look, it's a group project. No one person makes a movie. The director gets credit, usually, but there's a lot of people make a movie. And a lot of people who can make mistakes and screw up a movie. Anyone there can make a mess of a movie. So it's very much of a group effort. And to be in an environment where everyone buys into what the movie's trying to do, and especially under the circumstances we were talking before, where people are not going to be making a lot of money, they're at the bottom of the scale, in terms of including the actors, and have to move quickly, long hours, a lot of preparation. It creates a very alive experience for everyone. I think it takes everyone back to the early years of their careers, when maybe the bad habits hadn't kicked in yet, but we have to just get on with it and being creative and open and inventive right now.
Andrew Renzi was on his first experience as a feature film director, and you accepted the leading role in Franny. How much trust is there in those cases? How come did one of the most famous actors in the world decide to take such risks?
Well, it starts with the script. I mean, I'm very leery of a first-time director because it's so hard. If people have an idea, oh, I could direct a movie. Mm-hmm. It's not that easy. On many levels. It's not just where do you put the camera. There's so many elements of learning to direct a movie. If there is a terrific script and a terrific part, that's a beginning point. Then meeting the writer-director, first time, you have nothing else to go on. In this case, Andrew had done a couple of shorts, which were very well done. I mean, it was obvious that he knew where to put the camera. He had a sense of style about him. He had a visual sense that wasn't like television. And that's all good, but that's not enough. We spent a lot of time talking about the script. We spent a lot of time rethinking the script, rewriting the script, talking about casting. In the process, either trust starts to build or it deteriorates. And if it deteriorates, you don't make the movie. If the trust builds like a friendship, then you can take a chance.
And what can you tell us about Oppenheimer's strategies? It is the last film you shot, and it's going to be released during the electoral campaign in the U.S.
I don't see how it relates to the U.S. somewhat. We have some meetings in there that have to do with Israeli ministers engaging U.S. officials. That has quite a bit to do with the Jewish community in New York. AIPAC, a very powerful group. It has to do very much with the Knesset. It has to do with high-level politics in the Middle East. But it's from the perspective, in many ways, of Rosencrantz and Guildenstern in Hamlet. And in this case, Oppenheimer is Rosencrantz. So it's a really interesting, and I think profound, view of world politics, but also of a man. And as extreme as this guy is, I think we can all relate to him.
Thank you very much, Richard Gere, for being with us. You're listening to Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.